I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. This morning, Pope Benedict made only his second public reference to VataLeaks, the scandal that's consuming most of Italy. In a sort of pep talk to Vatican diplomatic appointees, the 85-year-old pontiff stressed the need for loyalty and trust. Well, his once-trusted butler has been arrested in the leaking of the pope's personal papers to the media. But many are wondering, did the butler do it? And if he did he do it alone? And then there's the shakeup at the Vatican Bank. The bank's president and advisor to the pope was ousted by laymen who said they lost confidence in him. And at least two prominent European news outlets are calling for Pope Benedict to step down. BBC correspondent Alan Johnston has been following all this. Alan, we know the VataLeaks scandal exploded last January. An Italian journalist had confidential letters. He then published a book in May. The butler, Paolo Gabrielli, was arrested, charged with aggravated theft for removing documents from the pope's study. He could get 6 years. So, Alan, where is the butler now?
He's been held under guard just a few streets away from us here, actually, in what amounts to a one-room prison. He's been interrogated, but nothing has emerged publicly as yet, and a trial might take up to 2.5 years.
And so do any lay people get involved in this, or is this entirely a trial, you know, carried out by the Vatican? And, you know, the reason we ask is that some people think the butler is just a pawn. There's a gang of insiders. The Italian media call this the corvi, or crows, or ravens, or something like that. People who are all competing for power within the Vatican. So is it kind of odd that the butler might be tried only by the Vatican?
Well, the butler himself is a layman. And the thing is that nobody here really believes that this sort of figure was acting alone in all this, that he took it on himself to leak a series of damaging documents that would cause ructions that would present the Vatican with what amounts to one of the most damaging scandals of this kind in living memory. Everybody here believes that there were more powerful figures behind the butler. And indeed, one of the Italian papers says the leaks has continued since the butler was arrested. And the key journalist at the centre of all this, who published the leaked documents, said that he was dealing with more than one person. There is a lot of speculation that there are divisions, of course, as we know, within the ranks of the cardinals, and that some may not appreciate at all the role played by the Vatican's effective prime minister, the chief of state, if you like, Cardinal Bertone, who seems to have attracted enemies. Speculation that there's been an effort in all this leaking to smear him, to make it appear that there was corruption and mismanagement on his watch, an effort to move against him. We understand, it's been reported that the Pope himself was heard to murmur in some exasperation before a dinner not so long ago that he was exasperated with the scheming Italian cardinals.
Well, you've just ticked off what we hear is the list, you know, that there may be cardinals who want to bring down the Pope's number two, as you said, sort of his Secretary of State. There's thinking that some of this might be maneuvering by Italian cardinals who want the next Pope to be Italian. But what does it all mean, and how does it connect, if at all, to the trouble at the Vatican Bank, the head of the bank recently fired by the lay, you know, overseers? So is there a connection here?
Well, certainly another whole raft of trouble for the Vatican. We've just outlined problems with the leaking of confidential documents from the Pope's study, but alongside that, ructions too at what people call the Vatican Bank. It isn't a bank in the normal sense of the word, and that's not its formal title, but it's very widely known as the Vatican Bank. And its president, a man called Ettore Gotti Tedeschi, was dismissed last month after the board passed a motion of no confidence, accusing him of neglecting his duties, not performing properly. He, on the other hand, has said that his dismissal was as a result of his efforts to improve transparency and make the bank comply more with international anti-money laundering standards. A very murky affair, and the Italian police indeed have got involved with searching Mr. Tedeschi's home, his apartment, in connection with a separate inquiry. So on these two fronts, you see that the Vatican mired in evolving scandals.
Alan Johnston, BBC correspondent in Rome on the troubles at the Vatican. Alan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Quite something. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.